It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And thanks to our sponsors, SeatSitters.com and Artistry by Annette.
Yes, I'm getting ready to take a trip soon. And last thing I want to do is get sick.
Of course.
Sick on the trip or when I get back from the trip. Because whether or not you know this, airplanes are filled with nasty germs. Because a lot of times you'll notice when you take a trip or someone you know takes a trip, they get back or they're on vacation and they're sick. And they always blame it on the germs on the plane because mm-hmm. those seats aren't cleaned every time after a flight when people are on there sneezing and coughing and hacking and spreading germs. So if you want to stay healthy and you want to take care of yourself like we do so often, make sure you stay healthy when you fly with SeatSitters.com. The kit that you can get for $20 was created for clean, healthy travel. It comes with a seat cover, a tray table cover, two sanitary wipes, an allergy mask, and a no-nut sticker. This all comes your way for under $20 per kit, and you can spend your vacation, hopefully, not being sick and coming back and not getting sick from the germs you encountered while flying. So don't spend another vacation with you or a family member sick. Order your Seat Sitters kit today at SeatSitters.com.
Okay, so you and your daughter are taking a big trip, right?
Yes.
Like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, yep. Just
so, like, where are you going again?
Italy, Spain, and Paris.
Now, see, that sounds so amazing. And my first thought when I hear that is, I'm so jealous. Like, I would like to take that trip.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to take that trip with my daughter.
Right.
And that is the topic of our show today, jealousy.
Yeah.
Because I'm not jealous that often.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I don't know if I'm jealous or if I'm, I don't know.
Like, right. Well, I think first of all, like I always want to say, you know, I'm not a jealous person, right? And I always want to say, you know, I don't judge people. And I always want to say all these things that I really try to be. But
yeah.
Then I find myself, you know, becoming like more so jealous. You know, I think if I judge people, I'm judging them more for things they'd want to be judged for. Like, oh my God, she's so pretty. Her life must be so simple. You know, it's not like I'm the bad judger. I like the other people I feel more in line with when I see the pretty people or the really fit people or the really, you know, then I'm like.
So are you judging them or are you jealous of them?
I think both. I don't think I'm really, I'm not judging them for anything wrong. But I think I'm assuming things about them because they look great or they're good. But I definitely think I would be in the jealous category. And I think that probably like many people, my jealousy got heightened with social media. Okay. And I tried to not get there because at the beginning, people were really having problems. I mean, I'm still sure now they do, but it was
yes.
a big thing, right?
Yes.
And I got to tell you, it hit me this year because normally, we do take a trip for spring break, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we were moving and there was no set date when we were moving. And it was going to be in the month of my daughter's time off school.
Yes.
So you can't plan it. And then, oh my gosh, they say now's the time and I got to get out of the house I'm renting and it was going to be a mess. So we didn't do it. And this year, I swear to God, every time I opened Facebook, which I find Facebook, like I do find information
yeah.
like on there and that I wouldn't know. I mean, you know, you have good close friends that of course, if something happened, you talk to a lot, but you also have friends that maybe you haven't talked to, you don't talk to every month.
Yeah.
You know, but you are still friends with them for sure. But maybe you didn't know that, you know, their son was getting married or whatever the case might be. It depends how close you are. So it's good to keep in touch and get to know.
I enjoy it for that reason.
Yeah, me too. But this year it was like every single person not only had to post about, you know, going on vacation, but there's some people that have to post like every single day of what they're doing on vacation. And I'm happy they're having a vacation. Okay. I am. But yes, I am actually feeling extremely jealous. And I actually wrote to my husband one day. I go, I've had it. I can't see another person enjoying vacation. Not like I want them to have a bad vacation, but my God, it's terrible. You know, I mean, I was thinking, what about the rest of us? We're not on vacation. How about just, I went there. We're happy for you. Great. But these people that sometimes they're not even big posters, like they don't post much, but when they're on vacation, they got to post everything and nothing bad happens to anyone on vacation. It's all great. You know what I mean? Like everything's wonderful. You don't hear about anyone getting there in the hotel room, you know, sucked or they lost their wallet or, again, not that I want anything like that to happen, but everyone just posts to make everything look so great. And also they do that for their real life too.
Yeah.
But it just really got to me. I think the weather's been extra bad as far as, like, I'm not one that really complains a lot about weather because I like Michigan. We get all the seasons. It is what it is. But we have had, I think, less sun to this point of the year than we normally would. We
It certainly feels like it.
We've had little tiny glimpses of it, but it hasn't been around. There's been a lot of rain. It's cooler on the cooler side. And just seeing everyone be warm and, you know, happy and living their best life makes you feel like I'm not. And yes, I am jealous.
Except some people might be jealous of you moving into a beautiful, brand new home.
Okay, but I don't even post about that.
No, I know, but But that's the thing about, it's like when I find myself getting jealous, I always have to stop and remind myself, like, oh, there's probably people who are jealous of my life, you know?
See, that's very, very, like, smart of you to think that way.
Well, no, I have to force myself.
Okay.
Because I'm jealous of your home, only because it's so beautiful.
Well, thank you.
And you did such a good job, and it's so lovely, and I'm like, I want a beautiful new home. I want.
And see, it's funny because I've always been jealous of your home because every piece in your house, it's like creative, you know, and it looks like cool and where you've placed it. Whereas when I look at it, it's like, oh, is that page 52 of Pottery Barn? Yes. Yes, it was. I have no style, no taste. And someone even said to me the other day, this house looks like it's from Pottery Barn or something. I was like, what? I said, now, the funny part is I kind of clapped. I was like, I was going for that. I'm like, well, then I wasn't, because I want my own, like, kind of, but I don't have any style or, like, no, don't have to say anything, but I'm not that girl that, like, if I put something there, it looks like I purposely bought it to put. It's not like your stuff always just looks so comfy and normal. I mean, like, not normal, but like it was meant to go there, but it's so creative and cool, you know?
Well, that's very nice of you to say.
It's,
and
so
it does
true.
Make me feel better about my tiny little house.
No, it's not tiny either.
It is,
but
not tiny.
But I do feel like, but I find that I don't like these feelings of jealous.
I don't like them either. And it reminds me, like, back in my stand-up days, my early stand-up days, and you know, it was just a lot of struggle. You're traveling from club to club, you're working all night, and then you know, most of us had day jobs during the day. Like I did, I was a temp because you just didn't make enough money.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was this one comedian I hung out with who, anytime anybody else got any kind of success, he was so jealous.
Mm.
Just so jealous. And I think it kept him from being more successful.
Oh, right.
Because he couldn't see that was he was spending so much time thinking about other people that he didn't spend enough time thinking about what he could be doing,
mm-hmm.
I think. So I try to use him as a lesson.
Okay, yeah.
Because, like, I mean, I get, you know, it's like, oh, you know, I when people put out a book, it's like, oh, I'm writing mine, isn't, you know,
yeah.
And I know I'll get there, but I know most of the time it's the people that are having success are put the work in.
Right. You're right. Because, like, you know, another thing that would bother me is everyone and their brother has to post how they, like, ran a 5K or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. And, oh, another 5K. Oh, I ran this 5K. And I'm thinking, oh, first of all, I'm jealous of it. You know, I've got two legs. I could run a 5K, but I don't. I don't know why. Why am I jealous of something that I don't really wouldn't enjoy doing, but I feel like I should be because it looks like everybody else is doing it, you know? And it's like those kind of things also make me a little bit jealous.
Do they really?
Yes.
Even if you don't want to do them.
Right. So I was going to say, like, if someone's really smart, I don't really get that jealous because I know I just can't be really smart. So I just go, that's not happening. So why be jealous? It's not like I can make myself super smart all of a sudden.
Okay, so say if somebody you know, like, just got into Mensa, like took the test and got into Mensa, you would just be like,
good for you.
Good for you, and not jealous at all.
And then I'd leave and Google, what is Mensa? But okay. No. No.
Whereas
Is that contagious?
I used to be smart. I could study.
Yeah.
But I don't, obviously. So if I don't know. It's like, I wonder, like, I feel like all the feelings we have serve a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
to motivate you to do something.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, you know, fear keeps you from going somewhere dangerous.
Right.
And jealousy is there to motivate you
right.
to do more than you might possibly do. Mm-hmm. I hope. I
right.
don't know. Otherwise, it's just a lot of wasted time.
Right. Well, I know, like, people can also, you know, get jealous because of, like, money, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so I used to say all the time, like, I'd see some friends and, you know, they'd be buying a lot of things. And I'd say, well, can we get whoever's handling their money to do ours? I don't know what they're doing different than what we're doing different. Like, I used to say that all the time. But then if I'd make a joke to my friends or I'd say something to people, always say, well, you don't know. Like, they could be so in debt or, you know,
exactly.
what I'm saying?
You don't.
So, like you said, you have to talk yourself kind of like, you use that guy. I kind of use, like, when I get, if I feel that way, I kind of say, you know, I don't know what's going on in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And my daughter will get, like, she, you know, definitely has a thing about, well, they have a lot of money, or they have a real big house, or they have this, and they must be so happy, you know. And it's like, I don't know, you know, all kids are different, but she kind of hangs out with, like, you know, there's kids that, you know, are going to have more money than everyone. Someone always is happier, someone always is richer, someone is always thinner, someone, you know, they always say that, right? And so she gets caught up in that of what their house is like or how much. And I always say, you know, it doesn't mean their life's perfect, Grace. I mean, you get this all, like, confused. They have a big house. They must be all perfectly happy and wonderful. And I feel like I don't try to show her that I'm jealous. Like, I wasn't bitching to her about
yes.
me getting mad about the people being on vacation, because then she'd be like, well, let's go on vacation. You know, like, on a Monday, she'll say, I was thinking we should go to Florida Wednesday. You know, oh, were you thinking that? Because that's not happening.
Well, and
how
I think
you're thinking that.
You and I are in the same position on this because, like, I grew up in a very small town. My parents were
not small town, but.
Okay, but Livonia. Definitely middle class.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And our socioeconomic status is higher than what I was raised with.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know any really wealthy people mm-hmm. growing up.
Right.
That I can recall.
No, me either.
And my kids do.
Right.
And it's been hard to watch. Like, I remember, and there's this one boy my son has done theater with, and he says, oh, I just wish I was him, because everything comes so easily to him. And I'm like, you don't know how hard he works. You don't know what his home life is like.
Right.
You don't know. And I think a lot of times when our kids see other kids who are getting everything
mm-hmm.
and they think, oh, they're so happy and they're, you know, I think they're not getting attention at home. I feel like they're the kids whose parents are just buying them things because
mm-hmm.
it's like, it's easier to buy kids stuff than spend time with them
right.
and pay them attention and listen
right.
to their problems, because kids tend to repeat their problems over and over and over
right.
and over.
Yes. Yes.
And make you listen to them until all hours of the night.
Right. Yes.
And yet never solve anything. Not that I'm complaining.
Right. And I wish that I could be like more like just, and I do feel like I'm, you know, I have, you know, gratitude for everything I have. I'm, you know, very happy and
mm-hmm.
you know, without, like, I wish I could just be like that without trying to ruin the other person's life in my mind. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, they probably go home and, you know, this happens and that, because I do that too, but I'm like, I should just be like, I'm very, you know, happy. And I wish I could just, like, do that more often than lately, when I've just been feeling like, why are they doing that? And why do they get that? And why is she like this? And why, you know, and it's like, I don't know where that's like, and I don't want my kids to get that from me. I just want to be happy for what we have. And, you know, because always the shoe can always drop. And then you sit
exactly.
there and go, why wasn't I just happy with what I had, right?
Mm-hmm.
That always haunts me too.
Well, and I always had, I was always very jealous of my gorgeous friends, my beautiful friends. And it's taking me, and I still am, but
which is crazy, because, like, to me, you're like one of my gorgeous friends and you're jealous of gorgeous friends. It's
no,
just,
I just clean up well.
Oh my gosh. Well, you do that good.
Okay. But before I talk about my gorgeous friends, I'm going to talk about one of the things I do to help me clean up well.
Your gorgeous skin.
Yes. Artistry by Annette. Annette will make anybody feel gorgeous. 248-980-6235. I get the Hydrafacial from Annette, and swear by it. My skin glows afterwards. I feel like I look younger. I feel more attractive. And right now, 20% off for new clients. You definitely want to go there. She'll help you figure out your skin, what exactly it needs, what are your problem areas. Everybody's are different. She'll put the right serums on there, and she's so nice.
Yes.
Like, she talks to you the whole time. She just makes you feel more relaxed.
Well, and also her skin
is beautiful.
Is to die for.
Oh, yeah.
So that's always like a good sign. When
exactly. Mm-hmm. I walked in and I said, I want to leave with your skin.
Yes.
Not like I'm going to cut it off and wear it.
No.
But make mine look like yours.
I'm sure she left the door open for that treatment.
Yes. So you can find all the information on our website, StacyandLynnPodcast.com. But again, her number, if you're jotting it down, 248-980-6235. Okay, so you know my friend Wendy.
Yes.
And I'm going to use her name because she and I have discussed this, who is absolutely gorgeous.
Beautiful. Yes.
She honestly, and especially I met her, we were 20.
Yeah.
And she looked like Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
She's tall. She's blonde.
So stylish.
Beautiful. Always stylish.
Always.
And it was hard. It's hard for me sometimes to, I try not to get jealous when I'm around her, but she's tall and thin.
Mm-hmm.
She's got the body we all want.
Right. Yeah.
She can wear whatever she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And we will shop together, and she can just put on anything and look great.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I'm disguising things. Mm-hmm. I'm covering other things up.
And always the skinny, tall friend is always like, come out and show me what you got on. You're like, oh, no, there's a problem with it. The zipper is, it's stuck or something. I'll be out in a second. When you're really calling the store from inside the dressing room to get a hold of one of the sales associates to ask for a bigger size. But do not announce it when you come in here.
But it is funny because having been friends with her for so long, I have come to realize that not everything looks 100% perfect on her.
Mm-hmm.
Like some things, because she's short-waisted or long. Wait, what am I? I don't know. But she, like, things will look different.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, no, you know what? I don't like that on you. I think you should try on something else. But I always, when I was younger, I was so jealous of her. And I thought her life was perfect.
Yes.
Because she was beautiful.
Yes.
And then as we got to be better and better friends throughout the years, it's been very good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know her life has not been perfect.
Yeah.
And she struggles with a lot of different things.
Like as we all do.
All of us do. And I try to keep her in mind when I'm feeling jealous, although it's still a struggle for me to shop with her.
Just because. Well, one time I met up with her for something, and I remember she, like, something I can't really do at all is, like, layer or wear a scarf, right? And she not only was layered, but she also had, like, what seemed like several scarves on that were all going in the right direction and looked very fashionable. Now, if I did that, it would look like I was choking myself to death. And with a straight jacket on. I mean, I could not. I was so, like, obsessed with looking how this scarf was put on that, like, she's talking and I'm saying, now, did she wrap that around? How did she get it like that? Because I have literally, which is probably going to the donation place tomorrow, I have this pretty sizable container filled with scarves, many that people would think are beautiful. I can't wear any of them. I always look like it's like, wait, who's under the scarf? I mean, the scarf is wearing me. Do you know that what I mean? Like, it never looks right. So besides one or two that I know that I probably will find a way to wear at some point in my life, I think they're all going tomorrow.
I was
going to
say, didn't I give you a scarf? I think I did.
That one's probably one of the ones, too.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I guess I thought you wore scarves.
Oh, you did give me a scarf once. But no, do you see? I can't.
Okay.
They never look right on me.
I will never give you a scarf again.
Okay, thank you. Or why don't you come over and show me how to wear the scarf?
I think I should. I love scarves.
Yes, please come.
Or I might take some before you give them away.
Yes, come look and help me.
But I do want to point out, and I only know this having been friends with when I'm giving away her secrets now.
Well now,
is
I
that
need it.
She actually, because I thought she would just go into her room and come out and
looking like that.
She works at it. She works putting things together. Will this go with this? And she takes the time, and which is been very valuable to witness.
Yeah.
Because I think we look at people who look perfectly put together and perfectly gorgeous, and it's like, oh, well, that just all fell together for them. And no, it's actually quite a bit of effort.
Yeah, see? But I have, like, I don't have that kind of closet. Like I always say, if my closet caught on fire and they said, you know, you could go in and save one thing, I would just say that, let it burn. There's nothing I like in my closet. It's just like, let it go. You know what? Just let it all go. I don't even want anything in there. I've never had that knack. And I know girls, I remember girls in high school that always were just like, and I was like, dang it, Lisa. One girl in particular stands out to me, Lisa.
Yeah.
And she was always had like, she just looked like she knew what she was doing at the age of, you know, 16. And it was like, dang it.
Well, I do believe there are some people who have that natural ability more than others. I think Wendy had that natural ability as well. I remember that from when I met her when we were young. Mm-hmm. But also, she has honed it over the years. But I also know her mother took her shopping. And her mother was very stylish. I know her mom. Her mom would take her shopping and they worked at that together.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something they did together, which she still does to this day. But I also know it's like all these things that we get jealous of.
Mm-hmm.
We don't realize the work that goes behind them.
Right. Well, we talked we've brought it up many times, but how, you know, you seem to have a great life. You probably thought I was having a great life. And then all of a sudden we find out we got all this stuff going on behind the scenes and we're like, what? And it happens all the time. You know, I was out not too long ago with a girlfriend of mine. Love her whole family.
Yeah.
Think they're always having a ball. Always seem great. You know, never thought anything was going on. And so, they just seem so happy and fun. And out of the blue, she just basically, like it was nothing. Like I should know. It was like, yeah, I'm basically waiting till the last one's out of the house. And then, you know, we're making a decision here. And I was like, what? She's like, this hasn't been going well for 5 years. I just can't even do this anymore. You know, we're not in the same, you know, we don't do this together. We don't do that together. And I was just like in shock. I would have never have known that. And this is not a time where I was like, oh, so you're not so great. I mean, I love her. But I was like, what? So you just never know. I mean, people don't want to walk around and just be downers all the time, you know, but you're looking at these people and you're not looking at them with a realistic lens. You know, you're only seeing what they're posting on this social media stuff. And that's where I think it really has
gotten. Or the smiles they're pasting on their faces when they're out in public.
Right. 100%.
They're posting or they're pasting.
Yeah. Oh, all the bragging about the kids. That's another thing. Like, their kids are so great. No one posts the stuff that's really going on. Like, if you read through my Facebook, it's always usually another debacle I've gotten myself in where I need some help. I'm talking about, like, you know, something that happened at a grocery store. You know, I'm not talking about, like, where my son got on his tests or, you know, what they did in, you know, unless something big happens. Like, when my daughter's hockey team won the state championship.
Of course,
I'm proud for the whole team and everything, and that's so exciting. But you don't see that much on my page. And not that everyone should model themselves after me. I'm just saying, I wanted to start a new book called, like, realistic, you know, book, you know, where it's like, this is real shit, what we're all really dealing with. Say that, you know, this bad thing happened or you didn't have such a great experience at a restaurant or, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Not so instead of perfect. Facebook, it would be like
real book,
flabby stomach book.
Yes. Something yes.
Or,
no one's posting about that.
No. What's the word I'm thinking of? Oh, shoot. Stretch mark book. That's
I
want.
That's another one. Or just real book. Just be real, real stuff. Don't try to sugarcoat what's going on. Don't be all, you know, like everything's great. Cause I'm not the only one that's, you know, that has this problem, you know, and they've actually said that like, it has increased all these feelings, you know, since social media came out, increased all these feelings of jealousy and, you know, getting mad and feeling bad about yourself
and inferiority.
Depression. Oh, big time.
And that's why, and they say that's why our kids are having a harder
time
because they grew up on this.
Yes.
And it's funny though, because they've grown up on it and yet they can't distinguish.
Well, my daughter has a friend, or it's not a friend, someone that, you know how you know somebody.
Yeah.
Constantly post, they're on their private jet, showing, you know, her $700 shoes, and my daughter's just like, seriously? And I'm thinking, what is this girl going to be like when she's 25 years old?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is what she's doing at this age, you know, constantly, you know, on private jets and getting all this stuff. And it's like, that's not real. I mean, that's a one in a million.
Exactly.
That's not what really is happening out there in the world to most people.
No.
You know, of course. And she's 16. You know, we're our age and we're trying to, like, we're thinking of funny ways that we get around it. But when you're 16, it's like, that's real, right? That's your life. She has so much more than me. What did I do? You know what I'm saying? And I don't want her feeling like that.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking, like, kids have had to grow up around wealthy people for years.
Right.
So obviously, you know, but I, so is this, is all the social media making it worse for them? Or did, like, because I didn't, like I said, I didn't,
right.
I didn't go to school with any really rich kids.
Right.
So I don't know. We didn't really know who had more.
Right. Well, how, you never knew. I mean,
yeah.
I thought I had a rich neighbor just because he had a pool. You know, I thought, oh, this guy's rolling in it.
Everybody,
you know,
thought we were rich because we had a pool.
Oh, see? Yeah. Like, that was the thing for me.
I think everybody thought we were the rich neighbors.
Well, because, you know, most of people had the above ground, right?
Oh, yeah.
But this guy next to me, he had the built-in. And I was like, all right, he must just be striking oil somewhere.
Oh, yeah. No, we had the built-in pool, but it was because we had a very small house and then had too many kids, and we ended up switching houses with my grandparents.
Oh.
So they moved into our tiny house and we moved into their bigger house, but it came with the pool.
Nice.
So
you were the rich ones.
But we weren't.
To your friends, right.
But we looked like it.
Yeah.
So, but people had no reason to be jealous of us.
Right. You just got to enjoy life.
Because we had to pick up apples before we could swim.
Exactly. Pick up apples. Yes. Go catch dinner. Right.
All right. Well, we, of course, would love to hear more of your thoughts on this topic about jealousy. How do you handle it? Do you get jealous? Maybe some of you don't.
I would love that.
We want to meet you.
Yes.
Again, find our website, Stacey and Lynn Podcast. You can find us on Facebook.
At Stacey and Lynn Podcast.
We're on Instagram now.
Stacey and Lynn Podcast.
And on Twitter.
At Stacey and Lynn.
And we will see you next week.